Hello, looks like we are live. I'm gonna hope that some people are available right now. This isn't the best time of day, but I have evening plans, so I needed to hop on here and get this video made for you so we could get going on it. Let me see. I'm gonna dig right in. Hi, Language Arts Lady here, and I am excited to bring you episode number 3 of 10 Minute Grammar. We are doing our parts of speech order series. So this is going to be about a 12 part series about the order of parts of speech, some suggestions for teaching the order, why to teach those parts in those orders, as well as tips for teaching the different parts of speech. Not at the level that I'm going to go into later when I do an individual series on nouns or something like that, but rather an introduction to each one and why. Okay, so this is episode 3. Episode 1 was why teach in the order that I'm working on teaching. And episode 2 was the very first part of speech, which was noun markers slash articles. So let's review my reasoning, first of all, before we get into today's lesson about nouns. So the reasoning behind the order of parts of speech is, number one, I want to build sentences. I want my students to build sentences. I want to move. I don't want some unrelated, isolated parts of speech that have nothing to do with each other. Grammar is for speaking and writing. And there's no reason to do grammar without it being linked. I have a new student this year who's done a ton of grammar, but no writing. And he said today, I was asking, they were supposed to write something with a compound sentence. And anytime you start a new school year, you have to make assumptions about what your students know, right? Like, you have to assume that, you know, if they're upper level high school, they've already had this, this, and this, and then you have to go from there. And whatever they don't know, you have to backpedal, right? That's just how teachers have to handle a new year, new students coming from different curriculum. Programs and different classes and things like that. And he said, I didn't do this particular sentence because we haven't had compound sentences. This is only our third week. He said, we haven't had compound sentences. And I said, in that heavy grammar program, I'm not going to name it, but the heavy grammar program that you had used for so many years, because he seems very grammar savvy. I said, in that program, they never taught you compound sentences. He said, they didn't do writing. They just did grammar. And I said, but coordinated conjunctions are used for compound sentences. Did you do coordinated conjunctions? And he said, oh, we did conjunctions. We just never wrote with them. And so anyway, that is a real problem, right? Because grammar is for writing and speaking. And if we do not use grammar for what it's intended for, we have no link for it. First of all, it's very discouraging to students to have no reason to learn grammar, to have no why behind it, right? The second thing is that why learn it if we're not going to apply it? Because then they have a list of conjunctive adverbs or coordinated conjunctions or prepositions or whatever the case may be. They might have these lists of things in their heads, but they have no way to know how to use them in writing. And grammar is for speaking and writing. So, first prerequisite is that they come in an order that can build sentences. So within the first 4 lessons, they're going to be writing sentences using their parts of speech. So again, an overview, like if you spend 1 week on each part of speech or something as an overview, as an introductory kind of a method, then they would have be sentence building in 4 lessons. Number 2, that you put the things close to each other that affect each other. We did noun markers slash articles first because they mark a noun. Now we're doing nouns. We're going to do adjectives next because they describe nouns. We're going to do verbs after that because we want to build sentences as quickly as possible. We're going to put adverbs way later than adjectives, and not way later, not against adjectives, because those are too easily confused. Same thing is with pronouns. As we get into the nouns, I'll talk more about that. So we want them to be sentence building, usable. We want them to be close to what they describe, modify, or go along with. And we want to keep confusing ones away from each other. All right, so nouns. Last week was the three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. This week, we are doing nouns, and we all know that nouns are person, place, thing, or idea. I have an article someplace floating around out there that's entitled, Why Nouns Are Not Just for Second Grade. And I get this a lot with students who have been very grammar heavy and maybe have not written as much. And they come to class and they're like, nouns, are you serious? I did that in second grade. And so then I like to say things like, you know, we are going to the run next week. And I like to ask them what run is. Or I have a runner in my hose. Or we are running all the time. Or runners were very tired, and we could go on and on and on, because nouns are not second grade skills. They might be able to say person, place, thing. Many of them can say person, place, thing, or idea, but that does not mean they're second grade skills. And the assignment that my students get the worst grade on is the one where they have to find 100 nouns in sentences. And they're just like, they might be great students, all of a sudden they're getting an 82%. They're like, what in the world? And I was like, because you ignored the verbs that are used as nouns, right? You assumed that run is a verb when it can be a noun if you're participating in a run. And it is just, they're not for second graders. All right, so an, a, the, three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. So we have an, a, and the from last week. This week's noun is cat in our sentence building. So that is the cat, all right? And it is a thing, right? So it qualifies under the person, place, thing, or idea rule, right, if you will. And, you know, kids are really, it's so funny because out of every grammar term, out of every grammar thing that kids know, second graders, third graders will say person, place, thing, or idea. And that just kind of cracks me up, because they, at the same time, even like middle schoolers, junior highers, and many high schoolers cannot differentiate between those things, right? Because it's very difficult. It's not as easy as it seems to differentiate between those when they're used as other parts of speech. So yes, nouns are persons, places, things, or ideas, right? Now, pronouns are going to come a little bit later, and I have some tricks for those, but I don't teach pronouns right adjacent to nouns, because pronouns are for nouns, and students constantly mark pronouns as nouns. So I'm going to keep those a little bit farther out. They're going to be a little bit separate, and I'm going to teach them with the prefix pro, meaning for a noun, and I'll get to that in the pronoun section. But students confuse pronouns and nouns very easily, just like students confuse adjectives and adverbs very easily. So I'm going to be sure that I put pronouns a little bit farther out. And when we're doing nouns and they're finding their nouns and things like that, they're going to say things like, what about him? What about he? And I'm going to say, nope, those are pronouns. We'll get to those later. Those are for nouns. They're not really nouns. And I say as little as I possibly can say to still get the method across. I don't want to give so much information about something we're not doing at that moment to confuse them. All right, then we get into the proper nouns versus common nouns, right? And those are always very tricky, and the capitalization of those, that is super, super tricky, and they can be very ambiguous. I mean, you can listen to grammarians argue days over about whether Susan should be capitalized in Black Eyed Susan, or whether all of Black Eyed Susan should be capitalized, or whether we shouldn't capitalize any of it because it is no longer the name Susan. Or Grammar Girl just did an art podcast about drink names, and you know how Long Island iced tea gets confused whether you should cap Long Island because it's a place. And she told the different style guides, like APA versus Chicago Manual and so forth, that told different rules because those are stylistic issues. So the capitalization of proper nouns is very, very challenging and definitely not a second grade skill. So how I approach common nouns and proper nouns is, first of all, we do all common. We don't even talk about proper at first. We just talk about common nouns. And the sentences that they work out of are all common nouns. People, places, things, and ideas. So people, the boy, the teacher, the gardener, the principal, the man, the cleaner, okay? And then places, the river, the town, the bench, the field. Things, cat, dog, toy, tree, car. And then ideas, love, hope, peace. So I like to think of those as like character qualities or virtues, things like that, that are more like ideas, abstract things, like feelings and stuff. So keeping proper nouns and common nouns separate to begin with, just do all common. Because once they can recognize common nouns easily, then you can say later on, proper nouns are the formal names of those things. They're the proper names. They're the formal names. So a formal name for boy might be Ben. A formal name for city might be Bluffton, right? And you can very much more easily teach proper nouns after they have a really good handle on common nouns. All right, that's it for today's 10-Minute Grammar Nouns, episode number 3. Join me every Monday here live on Instagram where I will be recording these. And sign up at LAL Blog, Language Arts Lady Blog, to be sure that you get the video, the audio, the description, and the links all in your email every Thursday. Thanks for joining me.